Peter Souza was the official White House photographer for the 8 years of the Obama presidency, capturing the highs and lows of the country's highest office. Now, Souza has published a book called Obama, An Intimate Portrait, with more than 300 photos telling the story of the administration from beginning to end. Tomorrow evening, WHYY is hosting Pete Souza and a slideshow of his work. WHYY's Peter Crimmins spoke with him earlier this week.
Journalist, you work for the Chicago Tribune, I believe.
That's correct.
I'm wondering if working for the White House is, you had to take a different approach to taking pictures than what you were doing for a newspaper.
Not in the actual making of the pictures. If I had been a journalist and had gotten an assignment to photograph President Obama, you know, spend 2 or 3 days with him, I would have done it exactly the same way. Now, obviously, the uses of the photos are different. You know, for a newspaper, the pictures are being used to go along with a story, or it's about the news of the day. Whereas the mission of the White House photography office, and especially me as the chief official photographer, my main role is to document his presidency for history. So, you know, even though the White House used, you know, a lot of pictures, made them public right away on, you know, the White House website and so on, the primary mission was for history, creating an archive for history.
So the book, a lot of the pictures, maybe all the pictures, certainly most of them are unguarded moments. They weren't formal pictures. They weren't posed pictures.
Right.
But as the official White House photographer, was it part of your job to take formal pictures, take pictures of meetings? And,
oh, man, you know. I tell you, you know, sometimes my job was like watching paint dry. You know, the meetings can be boring and visually. But, you know, you're also photographing the President of the United States. And sometimes you don't ever know for sure whether this meeting or that meeting is going to be the one that's historic. So you sort of have to be on top of your game all the time, even if the end result of these meeting pictures are, you know, maybe not that exciting. But the great thing about President Obama was he was such a unexpected guy sometimes in terms of these moments that you talk about that are in my book, because a lot of them happen not when big things were going on, but when little things were going on. And that really keeps you on your toes as a photographer, because you just never know when a moment's going to happen that tells you a lot about him as a person, as a human being, what his character is like.
Like with his family, for example, I mean, it's kind of surprising that as the official White House photographer, you were given access to his personal life, his family life, hang out with his kids.
Yeah, and I think that's was an important part of who he was and who he is. Being a father was very important to him. He had two young girls. I believe they were 7 and 10 when they came into the White House. I might be off on my ages, but they grew up in the White House, and I tried to capture that aspect of his life as well.
This book is arranged, I noticed, chronologically. It goes from even before Obama was a president, when he was a senator, up until his last day in the White House. And I'm wondering if you're hoping that the reader of this book will see this as the visual history of that era.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Originally, I was going to do the book in sections, you know, family, world leaders, on the road, crisis, things like that. And a couple of the photo editors that had worked with me strongly urged me to make it chronological, because they had looked at my film every day, or not my film, but my digital pictures every day. And they said what the reader's going to miss is the ups and downs of the presidency, how sometimes in the same day you have two completely different emotions. But it's also my take, what I thought was important, what I thought of him, his presidency, and those, you know, those 8 years.
I'm speaking with Pete Souza. He's former White House photographer. He has a new book out called Obama, An Intimate Portrait. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.